ABP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge rose last month at its fastest pace since June.
Numbers from the Commerce Department showed consumer prices rising 0.6% from December to January. That's up sharply from a 0.2% increase the month before. The report also showed that consumer spending rose 1.8% last month from December after falling the previous month. All the data provides the latest sign that the economy remains gripped by high inflation, despite the Fed's strenuous efforts to tame it. Since March of last year, the Fed has raised its key interest rate 8 times. I'm Shelley Adler.
Stocks sank on Wall Street, closing out their worst week since early December. For the week, the S&P lost 2.7%, the Dow 3%, and the Nasdaq 3.3%. At the Pentagon, Brigadier General Pat Ryder outlines the latest $2 billion package of military aid for Ukraine.
The security assistance package reaffirms the steadfast support of the United States for Ukraine by committing additional unmanned aerial systems and counter-UAS and electronic warfare detection equipment, as well as critical ammunition stocks for artillery and precision fires capabilities that will bolster Ukraine's ability to repel Russian aggression.
The announcement comes on the anniversary of Russia's invasion. On a day of commemorations in Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky says the country's dogged resistance has proven every tomorrow is worth fighting for. President Biden has directed federal agencies to go door-to-door in East Palestine, Ohio, to check on families affected by the toxic train derailment. House Republicans, meanwhile, have opened an investigation. Snowplows on Interstate 5 north of Los Angeles. Winter storms been pounding much of the West with heavy rain and snow. Meantime, Michigan got hit with one of its worst ice storms in decades. That's triggered extended power outages. This is AP News. Tensions over the war in Ukraine flared up at meetings of finance ministers from the group of 20 leading economies taking place in India.
We are also witnessing rising geopolitical tensions in different parts of the world.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi touched on a sensitive topic in his speech in the G20 host city of Bengaluru. Those tensions boiled over in meetings between G20 financial chiefs, specifically over Russia's war in Ukraine. US Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the Russian officials at the conference bear the responsibility for the lives and livelihoods being taken in Ukraine and the harm caused globally. Her British counterparts, Jeremy Hunt, praised efforts to support Ukraine and said without solving global security threats, progress could not be made on other matters. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.